Well, I have a story to tell you today. A once upon a time kind of story. You're all getting so tall, so big. Once upon a time, a man was arrested for stealing. And this was a long time ago, and stealing was very, very serious, and the man was condemned to be hanged. Yes. And on his way to the gallows, he said to the soldiers who were taking him, he said, "I have a wonderful secret. It was a secret shared with me by my father. It would be terrible if this secret died with me. I would like to share this secret with the king." And so the soldiers went and told the king what the man had said, and the king said, "Yes, that's fine," because the man had said, "My secret is that I will take a lemon seed and plant it in the ground, and overnight it will grow to be a big tree with fruit on it, just in one night, just like the tree we have out there." So when the king heard this, he said, "Yes, I definitely want to hear about this." So the man wasn't hung that day. The next day, the next morning, the king and his grand vizier and his treasurer all came to see the man, to see this wonderful thing he was going to do. So the man reached in his pocket, and he took out a lemon seed, just like this one, very tiny, dug a hole, and he said, "Now, this is the wonderful part of the secret. This seed can only be planted in the ground by somebody who has never, ever stolen anything in their entire life." Well, he said, "I can't do it. I'm a thief. I got arrested for stealing, so I can't plant the seed." And he held it out to the grand vizier. The grand vizier was kind of frightened because once upon a time he had taken something that didn't belong to him, so he wouldn't do it. The man held it out to the treasurer. Jack, are you listening? Good. The man held it out to the treasurer. And the treasurer was very worried because he said, "With all the large numbers that I keep recording, it's possible that at some point maybe I wrote too much or maybe I wrote too little. So I don't want to do it just in case." And even the king, when the seed was held out to him, even the king remembered that once upon a time he had kept a piece of jewelry that had belonged to his father. And so the man condemned as the thief said, "Here you are, you're all high and mighty and powerful, and you've taken things you didn't need, and nothing has happened to you. But I, who only stole a little bit because I was starving, am being condemned to death." And the king was so impressed with the trick that the man had played on them, because of course there was nothing magic about the seed. He was so impressed with the trick that he pardoned the man and he was given his life back. So, there we go. That's a particular type of story called a clever trickster story. And it's the story about somebody who thinks fast. And Jesus, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus also tells a story about somebody who's in trouble and thinks fast. And he wants all of us as his followers to always be ready to think fast about how we can best be disciples of Jesus, to use whatever's at hand and to use our brains to be good followers. Not necessarily to be tricksters, but to think fast and use what's around us and always be ready to help other people, help them out. So that's the story for this morning. And you guys are going to go to Sunday school, so come on over. Let's have a prayer. Put my lemon seed back in my pocket. You never know when you might need it. Okay, let's put hands in for a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us nimble brains and willing hearts and hands to help you and to serve your kingdom. As the clever trickster was quick thinking, please help us always to be on the alert for any opportunity we encounter to help bring in your kingdom. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty, off you go. Thank you very much.